can do to her daughter says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, like morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace will be in trial.
Alrighty, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to hour two of Off the Beaten Path with Steve Elkins. This is Larkin, Texas, filling in for Steve tonight. Steve is going to be dealing with a kidney stone here very shortly, next day or two, and I think he was in a little bit of pain. So that's why I'm here tonight. But we've got some callers. I want to take y'all. I want to get y'all in. I want you to have your say. I want to hear what y'all have to say. And so remember, you can call in 800-313-9443. And before I forget, I want to point out that I'm going to be visiting with Deanna Spingola on the 4th of July, this next Saturday, in case y'all want to tune in. I'm not sure what we're going to talk about, but I'm sure Deanna's got a full plate and some things in mind. So that might be of interest to y'all. I want to remind you, if you can find my work very simply on the internet, you either type in your search engine, just type in Larkin, Texas, do it at republicbroadcasting.org, or go to tinyurl.com/LarkinTexas. So anyway, I know you've been holding there, Fred, patiently. Come back in.
Okay, to reiterate, and I'm not trying to curry favor with you, Lark. I think you're a good host, or can be a very good host. Okay, I've got to talk, and I want to have a dialogue, not a monologue from me or a monologue from you. But I've got to talk for a few minutes here where you know where I'm coming from. Okay, I have
it's radio, remember, Fred. It's talk radio, and we got about four or five people in the queue, so just keep that in mind.
Yeah,
go ahead.
This I've heard this for 5.5 years, stacked up behind. Okay, so that means I'm not going to get
it is what
off.
It is, right?
It is what it is. All right. I don't like it, but it is what it is. Okay, I never understood what you meant by communitarianism until the first 21 minutes of your show. I agree with it wholeheartedly. I'm going to simplify it down. We have the fascist faction and the communist faction. Now, that's making it pretty simple. On RBN, through ignorance, and some of it is prejudice, we all have our prejudice. Set of mind, including me. But the leanings that I think and believe strongly as a not a communist point of view, but the other point of view, Hitler's.
Fred, may I interject something here?
Yes, go ahead.
I have to ask, have you ever read anything about communitarianism anywhere, from a library, in a book? Have you ever had a dialogue with anyone that's ever researched it for any length of time? Have you ever read anything that I ever wrote? Just a quick question.
No, but I intend to read one hell of a lot that you wrote. My answer to your question was no. But by golly, I am going to research it.
Fred, I've been researching this for 16 years. And I'm telling you, I'm still trying to get it perfected so I can make an impact and make a difference. Okay?
My research has been going on for 20 years.
I'm talking about one subject, Fred. One subject. One.
Yeah. Same with me. One subject. And that's about 20 years ago, approximately, I discovered what an ignorant ass I was. And when I discovered how ignorant I was, then I started to learn a little bit and get information and understanding that information. It's been a long process. And mine has been the Bible. Now, being as I have limited time, I have a biblical worldview. And what we've lost in this country, the citizenry, and the callers, by and large, and our being, is morals, virtue, and religion. And when I say religion, it is so ignorant, so perverted, it's been dumbed down the regular Christian, 99% of Catholics, 95% of Protestants, and I will die a Protestant. So, there's ignorance, appalling ignorance, on all the groups. And that includes the hosts on RBN. There's a lot of good things they say, all of them. And there's a lot of stupid, prejudice, racist things they say. Okay, I was raised as a kid. And a young man, I was raised a prejudice, and not vehemently, but it was against blacks and Jews. And to quote a biblical verse, when I was a child, I acted as a child. I thought as a child. And when I become a man, I put away childish things. Well, that's about what happened to me 20 years ago. And the thing that threw me off when I first listened to you about 3 years ago, roughly, and I liked what you said, but the axe maker, and that threw me off because it sounded unbiblical to me. And when, in which I am not saying you are or are not, but people with a Bible point of view, and I hope with a knowledge of the Bible and its interpretation, which the vast majority don't. That's so ignorant. And there's a reason for that. Because our churches have been infiltrated. Okay, I'm not going to take up any more time, but I sure want to talk to you later, and I make you a promise, my friend. I am going to research everything you said. And when you brought up memetics, or how yes. words have been changed and the interpretation of them, that's so important. But what is awfully important is the Hegelian dialectic, synthesis and solution.
Fred, are you able to send an email?
Not right now, and I won't go into detail it'll be a week or two, and I'll have my new email set up.
And all right. Listen, when you get where you can communicate, I want you to try to communicate with me. Just call RBN. Talk to the board ops.
Yeah, I know. Okay? I know the board ops.
I'm easy to get a hold of.
We'll
spend more time together, and we'll chat about some things. Because, look, this is a fact. You are my elder. I can learn a lot from someone like you. I have a high regard for someone like you. But you have to understand.
One more statement, and then I'm going to get off the air. Okay. I am not articulate.
I'm sorry?
You are. And probably not intelligent as you are. But I do not stand in defense of that when I say that. High intellect does not intimidate me one iota. My objective is to get my point across to people that subscribe to my point of view that are more erudite that can get
the message. What I try to do, Fred, is be honest with you. I don't get paid a single cent for anything I've done in the last 16 years trying to relate this information to to people. I'm concerned about the future. And you want to know something? I don't even have children. But, you know, that's how important this topic is. And I want people to be better.
Hey, my friend, informed. I don't want to eat up more time, but I'll make you a promise. We are going to communicate, okay?
Thank you for calling, Fred.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we got Murr Bailey in Wisconsin. How you doing, Murr?
Good. Oh, good, Lark.
That
was
nice
very
to hear your
nice.
Voice.
I very, very much enjoyed that little discussion there with you and Fred. You know, we're a little hard on ourselves, and then we're hard on everyone else. And I have to share, I'm watching a bluebird sing right now, but there was an exaltation of larks just recently. Yeah.
I discovered that, I thought that was the coolest damn thing. You know, I told you I've had that same nickname since I was 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah. Well, apparently, you know, the English in particular, you know, when hunting was such a big thing, they would, and there were a lot more birds, you know, each one had a family-type name, but it also indicated how they reacted when they were come upon, you know. And but here with the hayfields, when they mowed them, it seems the birds are getting wiser and wiser, their epigenetics or something, because I leave it wild around here. And it's just busting with birds now that they've mowed the hay, you know, so they have another chance to start another family, the ones that did venture into the hay fields and thought it safe.
Yeah.
And found it wasn't, you know, but it's beautiful. And there may be a thunderstorm tonight, but I got on Jamie Kelso's queue because I heard Laura in Michigan call, and I had heard her call into Patrick Slattery's, and she is at a home. And her husband died about going on almost 2 years, I think, maybe around September or something. And they put her on quarantine. She's in quarantine right now. Every time she refuses this ridiculous mini lobotomy test, they put her in quarantine and won't let her have any communication with family or anyone. So I wanted to reach out to her, and it was funny, you know, Jamie wanted to go other directions, and I don't think he even heard her say quarantine. He was, you know, stepping on her a little bit there when she was trying to get that out. And she says, RBN, she keeps it on 24/7. She has Wi-Fi radio and keeps her sane. And I wanted to be sure and give her, you know, it's Christian radio, and there's a lot of crino, Christian and name only, and you got to be in spirit. And we dealt with that with Al Whitney, but I'll get to that in a minute. But she, if she wants to listen to VCYAmerica.org. Now, I don't know how she can pick it up with Wi-Fi, but there are two stations. I noticed one right on the border of the UP and Wisconsin, and then one further into. But they have a very good broad range because it comes out of Milwaukee, and a really strong signal. And they keep picking up. They're over in Arizona, and they're over in North Carolina, and you know they're all Texas. They're all over the place now. They keep spreading. So. And there's a lot of good things here, but the main thing I wanted her to have is at night. They have music till dawn. It starts at midnight and goes through till almost 6. So it I think maybe 5:30 there's a little news break or something, but they have a couple, you know, little poetry or writings. But mostly it's just beautiful singing and instrumental music to Jesus Christ. And it's just so nice. And, you know, I have a feeling I'm being told to let her know this, not only for her and for all your listeners, but for the people there at the nursing home. You know, that this may be a way to soften them up, too, let them start to think for themselves, because this is all nonsense. You know, Jamie asked her if she knew of anyone that had had this COVID, supposedly, and she spoke of a friend of a brother of a had it for 4 days and it was light. Now, see, they're diagnosing things as they want to. You might have all the symptoms and beg to be diagnosed with it, and they won't. So this is communitarianism. You know, just put on your facial diaper and shut up.
Well, it's a form of psychological warfare at the very least. As I tried to explain to the folks, you know, that you know, the two words that you need to remember that are the most important words that make up the overarching agenda for what is communitarianism. It's about depopulation and techno-slavery. And when we talk about depopulation, depopulation is total war. It's every kind of warfare that you can imagine, short of bombs bursting in the air and bullets flying. And we're being warned upon.
Right. They're aiming at under 15 and over 60 in particular right now, as we see, with abortions and grinning about it like Cuomo with the pierced nipples. And I mean, it's just so much blatant Satanism that people cannot ignore this evil any longer. You know, they were killing people in the nursing homes. I mean, they have these nurses talking about it. They, all kind of ways, too. I mean, with these ventilators and the tubes, and they'd even have the tubes run out through the door so you didn't have to deal with the people and then injecting them, and it's hideous.
Well, you know, Murr, it's, you know, I have a new correspondent that actually lives in my neck of the woods. In fact, Ken, if you're listening, I think she lives in your neck of the woods. Anyway, it's an interview of this man named Dr. Giordano, Italian surname. He describes communitarianism as cooperative capitalism. And if you want to dig it up, if anybody listening wants to dig it up, they can just do a search, weaponizing brain science. Neuroweapons, part one and two on YouTube. Weaponizing brain science, neuroweapons, part one and two. But see, when we're talking about warfare, we're talking about asymmetric, psychological, biological, chemical, lawfare. There's so many types of war that people don't even realize. It's a war on for our minds and our souls.
And speaking of memes, that fair in there, F-A-R-E, might sound nice, like F-A-I-R, being fair. No, it means money.
Yeah,
that's
this,
the basis
this,
of the problem.
This two-part interview is pretty, you know, it's about total 30-minute investment. But all you need to do is listen to this man talk for like 4 or 5 minutes.
Yes.
And then you realize what we are up against. And this is put out by, again, it's called Weaponizing Brain Science, Neuroweapons, Part 1 and 2. And he describes at 14 minutes, 30 seconds into the second video, part two, he makes mention of communitarianism. He describes it earlier as cooperative capitalism. But this is disseminated from some outfit called Homeland Defense and Security Information Analysis Center. We really are in a brave new world with these technologies, you know, the genetics, robotics, information, and nanotech. And this is all part and parcel of communitarianism. It is so pervasive that it affects every single thing on this earth, including you, me, everyone you know.
Someone named Patricia in Texas called John at the end of his show on, I'm not sure what day, but anyway, it was Celeste Salome, and I've watched some of her things, but she kind of breaks down this interview with this Giordano. She calls him Dr. Evil. And Patricia told John to watch this. So I'll post that in this chat room. And we're in offthebeatenpath.chatango.com.
There you go. Murr, thanks. We're going to go to break. Appreciate you, girl.
Thank you.
Yes, the same kind of story seems to come down from long ago. Two friends having coffee together when something flies by their window. It might be out on that lawn, which is wide, at least half of a playing field. Because there's no explanation.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Boy, Steve has got some great taste in music. I remember that song so well. I was just taking myself a trip down memory lane. Anyway, back to the phones. We've got Dan in Washington. How do you do, Dan?
How you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I didn't know you lived up in Washington State for a while, huh?
Yeah, Seattle.
Oh, okay. What, in the 80s or 90s or?
Yeah, I was there around 83 or 4, and I stayed until 1990. I lived on Capitol Hill in the U District. I lived out in the suburbs a little bit. Anyway, and I left in 1990, came back to Texas, and I stole me one of y'all's Seattle girls while I was up there. And she's been with me ever since.
Oh, that's cool. I'm glad it worked out for you. It's a you're lucky to find a Seattle girl that's worth taking. Not too many of them up there. It's you were there during the good times, I guess, you know, back when it was still pretty cool, you know, working class kind of area, you know, nice mix of, you know, kind of like Austin, Texas back then, you know, or, but you know, got ruined like Austin did, and then it became too popular, I guess, and too wealthy.
Yeah, I enjoyed my visit, my stay in Seattle, by and large. You know, in fact, the first apartment I had was within about two blocks of that Chaz Chop deal there on Capitol Hill. I was on Pike Street. I used to walk downtown on Capitol Hill all the time. I was right on the edge of, between both of them.
You probably went down to Pioneer Square and did some partying, I bet.
You probably know the clubs. I don't remember their names much anymore, but I mean, in those years, I mean, all my friends were artists and musicians, and you know, I used to be in the I was a culinary artist, self-described.
Oh, cool.
At one time, until I got out of that industry in 1994. But that was my principal concern. I knew all the best chefs personally. A lot of the restaurateurs in those years. And I knew a lot of foodies. You know, Seattle's a great food town. You probably know that.
Yeah, a lot of good seafood, halibut. And, well, I grew up, I worked at an Italian restaurant out in Maple Valley. I don't know if you know where that is, out in the country. I grew up out there, but... you know, definitely... yeah, used to. It's got a lot of stuff now, too, with the kind of whole, what do they call it, natural eating or survival eating type stuff with the mushrooms and the, they're trying to make that big around that area. But I don't go out too much around there anymore.
I knew some people that were really world-class culinary artists when I lived there in Seattle, and, you know, I'm really glad for that experience. And, you know, some of those folks are still there and still doing well. I mean, people that are in that line of work, I mean, they work their tails off. And all they care about is pleasing people.
And have the wages gone up in that field, or has the immigration issue kind of, it seemed like that's one of those fields
it's always weighed down. I mean, you know, heck, my family moved to Texas in 69, and I left the area about 81, you know, for the West Coast. Right. I started in San Francisco, then Portland, then Seattle, came back in 90 to Texas. But yeah, you're not going to get rich unless you get a name for yourself in that industry.
Right. Oh, I hear the
and
music
unfortunately,
already.
Unfortunately, we have a service economy today, and a lot of people are being hurt all across the country, as you know. Hang in there. We'll take this break and be right back, y'all.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, y'all. I sure didn't want to interrupt that song. That brings back fond memories, too. Anyway, Dan, I apologize about the break there. Still on the line with me?
Yeah, I'm here. No problem. Real quick, I think what killed the Seattle music scene is when they started clamping down on DUIs. Driving while intoxicated, that's what killed the truly killed the music scene. But anyway, my question is about this communitarianism. I'm not really afraid of it anymore, because it's like do you feel like we're already there? I mean, they've already got the corporate monopoly system set up. It feels like, especially since the 80s, it's already kind of there in a way. Would you kind of agree it's already like a done deal at this point?
I think so. However, I think it's important to realize that, you know, we as individuals, we care about things like personal autonomy and independence and exercise of free will. And we're not really, we don't make really good slaves. So what I try to do is make people simply aware. A lot of people are involved in this system that are actually imposing it on everybody else, and they don't even realize it. You know, the Marxists used to call them unwitting dupes and useful idiots. You know, and they don't realize the role that they play because they attach themselves to these large collectivist entities, whether it be a corporation, the U.S. military, some kind of club, and they give in to the diktats of the leadership of that club or group, what have you, that collectivist entity, because they want to be successful. They want to be seen as gregarious, easy to get along with, promotable, you know, team player. And so they play exactly on those attributes that all of us, many of us, are possessed with. You know, we're naturally a sociable creature. But in the meantime, what we're seeing though with this technology and all of its many guises and permutations, types, is more and more of this what I call techno slavery. And that's why I think it's valuable that we are aware of these things and that the people that we care about are made aware of these things so that we can better navigate a path through this life on our own terms. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I would agree. I don't know if you've heard of Fash the Nation. I've been listening to the right stuff, but they've been doing, it's a pretty good podcast, but they've been doing these deep dives, they call them, on like Jefferson and Hamilton. And it sounds like Hamilton kind of set up the central bank from the beginning. And then it seems like it's always been like that in America. In the, we fought it a little bit, but that monster has really taken over, you know? And I guess that's the core of the system of the corporate, like you're saying, people want to work their way up into all these different systems, but that seems to be the head of it, would you think? And then...
Yeah, but always remember, the greatest lie of them all is the lie of omission.
Right.
And that's see, we have powers that we can utilize, that we can call upon if we really want to navigate this life and live the life on our own terms. I personally want to have an authentically human experience for the rest of my life. You see, I don't want a lot of people, you know, as if I'm some kind of a lizard with their foot on my tail.
Right.
You know, I would like to think that there's people in the future.
I was going to say, it seems like, because I got out of college and they were pushing, you know, what you call political correctness or this kind of stuff back in the 90s, but it's gotten so bad that it's almost good in a way because it's driving so many people out of the system. It's like the media, so many people are waking up.
Well, just remember, there is such a thing as the law of contract, okay? And all of life, no matter what, they cannot get away from the law of contract. So I would suggest that you visit my website. I've actually tried to make it easy on the eyes. I've been doing this for 16 years. I've constantly working on trying to make the communication of what it is and how we can deal with it. So that it's intelligible, comprehensible,
right,
to average people, everyday people. It's very important that you look at it. So visit my website. You know, you can always email me if you're curious. The bottom line is that the more people that can get this and then combine it with the knowledge they already have, they're going to be much better prepared going forward in this life.
I agree.
That's what it's all about, and that's why we're here, and that's why we're talking right now. Because, you know, we actually do have empathy, and we don't wish anybody ill will. We want people that we encounter to have wonderful experiences in this life. I personally do. I dare say that you think the same way. So this is what it's all about, and we hate to see people hurt. And that's why I do what I do.
Yeah, and I keep it up. I enjoy your perspective on things. I'll get off pretty soon. It's weird. Real quick, I had to get off Facebook because you could just see how the media, how there is probably about half the population is literally under mind control, and that's why I listen to RBN and Rents Radio and any show with like callers that can call in and that would debate and you can hear talk about things freely. I think we need to, they're getting away from that everywhere now. Even like NPR doesn't have a call in show. And
well, we can also have some honest dialogues with ourselves, you know, and we can be very honest and do that with our friends and family members. I've lost everybody in my nuclear family. And, you know, if you have anybody in your life that you care about, that you love, you know, you want to really connect with them. You know, we only go around once in this plane of existence, so let's make it count.
All right, that's a good point. All righty, well, thanks for taking the call, and have a good weekend.
All right, well, stay in touch with me, huh? I'm easy to get a hold of, man. You bet.
Yeah. Well, what's your website again?
tinyurl.com/LarkinTexas.
Okay, cool. All right, thanks, Mark.
Hey, good night. All right, Paul in New Jersey. Paul, I wanted to say that I am so sorry to make you wait for so long. It's because I am so inept. And anyway, I thank you very much for holding. Welcome.
Thanks, Lark. Listen, concerning Charlie's call, it was a good theater. I liked it. And we have to remember that a troll can make many good points. So you should always tolerate the trolls and the dissenters. They're always good to have.
No, actually, I was sad that he went away. you know, but
I mean, I get accused of trolling because I'm often a contrarian and I dissent from a lot of opinions.
I want you to know I've always appreciated your calls, just so you know that.
Thank you. Now, concerning communitarianism, listen, I got to be honest about this because I have socialist tendencies. All right, and so let's
apparently,
just
apparently, Paul, that you're like a lot of Americans. In fact, I would say 90% of Americans, whether they realize it or not, really are socialists.
Yeah, and I've advocated on the network graduated income tax because I believe the elite need to be knocked down a peg, because so many of actually the callers and listeners and people in America don't like the behavior of these oligarchs like the Bill Gateses, the George Soros, the Jeff Bezos. And so to use taxation as a means to stop the economic centralization of power among the oligarchs is, I think, desirable. And that's why I just admit that I'm a socialist, because I don't believe so much economic power should be in the hands of a group of people where I have no say. At least if the economic power is in the state, I at least have a vote into how the state is run. So I have some input with the state. You understand?
Yeah, so, I see that point of view. I don't agree with it, of course. You know, I say very, very clearly, I've said it over and over the years, you know, see, communitarians is actually And its concomitant communitarian law is its law as legalized slavery is what it is.
Well,
I spoke to this on my very first broadcast on RBN back in 2011. It's law as legalized slavery. And I say clearly, too, that it is child, sex, drug, human, and organ trafficking made legal. It's socialism equals gangsterism equals slavery. Now, I'm happy to debate anybody about those points. You know, I oppose anything that stands away from the quintessential American ideal is that we were born to be sovereigns without subjects. And I'm not a person that likes labels, but I really like the golden rule. I think it works, And I think when we realize that we're not superior to anybody, nor is anybody superior to us as individuals, this is how the golden rule works best.
Yeah, but hold up now. But wait a minute. But Bill Gates is superior to us because he's got $100 billion.
I don't consider him superior to me. And he was a customer at a web. He was a customer at a restaurant that I worked at in Seattle years ago. Regular customer. He. There's no way this man is superior to me in any way.
He is. Of course he is. Of course he is.
In your eyes, perhaps, but not in mine.
No. Hold up. The capitalist system means that people that have hundreds of billions of dollars, as in his case, he has $100 billions, he is dominant. He actually, money is, when you have all the money and hundreds of millions of people don't have money, it's basically, people are basically in a form of slavery. It's called employment. And because they have no money, they come and they serve and offer services to Bill Gates, and he bosses them around like a slave master and tells them what to do, and that's the capitalist system.
Excuse me, Paul. This is not how you think of Bill Gates yourself, is it? I mean, do you think he's superior to you?
He's clearly, with his amount of money, he can dominate everything. I mean, be honest.
I asked you if he was
RBN,
better than...
Hold up. Wait. He could buy RBN and pay off John Stadmiller and have it shut off, or he could pay off politicians to have RBN shut off on a whim. It would cost him nothing, and he could have it done. And so if he wanted to be dominant in this thing, and that's what superior means, it means dominant, he could be dominant if he wanted.
Well, it's up to us, though, as individuals, to oppose him.
Ideally, yes, but when rich men pay off politicians to pass laws like to keeping taxes down on rich men, then they perpetuate their domination, and that's why we have a system of oligarchic dominance. That's why it's an oligarchy. Is who is that guy, Page, and the guy from Princeton who said this was an oligarchy?
Well, maybe people like you and me, we can get in their faces and give them what and tell them what for.
No, we can't get to their faces. Hold up, you might have back in the 80s when you served him at the restaurant, but he's off in his bunker. He's got his own elite fenced in, redoubt. I can't get to him. There's no getting to Bill Gates.
But there's no sense to lament such a situation if you feel like it exists.
No, what do you mean?
The thing about learning about communitarianism is so that you can be better armed, so that you can know who your enemy is and realize the enemy might be the neighborhood kid that grew up to be a computer scientist. You know, he might have grown up and become a chemist. He might have grown up and become a cop. This is what learning about what communitarianism is about and why it's important. You know, people like Bill Gates, yes, they wield a lot of power. But you know what? There are people that are constantly nipping at his heels and trying to bring him down a peg. And I have seen such a movement of late because, I mean, this guy's got his hands in everything. And we know he's a eugenicist. We know that he's been involved in actually hurting and killing people.
So they claim, but nonetheless, hold up. Because of his money, can we list the list of criminal billionaires that have been arrested in the United States?
Well,
George Soros, hold up. George Soros is doing fine in his mansion in upstate New York. Bezos is fine wherever he goes. All these billionaires, they're all doing fine. There's no justice for them. Nobody throws billionaires in jail. They always get away with crime. I mean, and this is because we live in not a communitarianism, let's be honest. This is a libertarian capitalist system, right? Because we have a stock market. We're not a communism. I mean, we have some graduated income tax, a few little things that are, like, out of the Communist Manifesto, true. But nonetheless, we have stock markets, free trade. We allow people to become billionaires, right? And that's our economic system.
I want you to stay on the line. I'm going to bring up Mitchell when we get back, but I want you to stay on the line and join us in the conversation. And then we're going to close out the show. We'll be right back.
Your love is is fading. Woman, I feel it fade. Woman, woman, your touch has gone cold. As if someone else controls your very soul. I fooled myself long as I can feel.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Okay, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're in the final leg here. Thanks very much, Steve Elkins, for calling on me to fill in for y'all tonight. And hopefully we'll have Steve back next week. I want to remind you that next Saturday, I'll be visiting with Deanna Spingola here on the network on the 4th of July. Don't forget, you can listen to my new broadcast every Tuesday and Thursday from 2 to 3 Central here on RBN, Larkin, Texas. And let's bring up Mitchell in Tennessee. Mitchell, how are you?
Hey, Lark, you there?
I am. How are you?
Lark, I'm okay. I've never called you before. I wanted to ask you, you talked about the agenda of omission, and it seems like there's an obvious elephant in the room issue here. You're talking a lot about agency and free will and so forth. You're sounding like the etymologically correct definition of an anarchist, which is beautiful to me. Let's clean it up. Let's call it a voluntarist. So you're talking about voluntarianism, it sounds like. The big problem with Gates and everybody, it seems like the problem we have is a thing called authoritarian statist governments. That seems like our problem, because people use the authoritarian statist government to make billions of dollars, to run deals,
here's
to control militaries, banking cartels and so.
Yeah, let me suggest this to you, Mitchell. Do a search sometime, libertarianism versus communitarianism. The reason why it's good for someone like yourself, remember, I studied anarchy and I studied libertarianism. I was a volunteer with the Ron Paul campaign. I was quite the supporter back in the day. Okay, when I was really still a political.
Ron Paul was not an anarchist.
What I'm trying to say is that if you haven't looked into communitarianism, it's worth your while. because I can tell you.
Right, I was looking up right here. Communitarian is a philosophy that emphasizes the connection between. Real quick, what the thing that bothers me about communitarianism is it doesn't feature. Nobody's talking about consent. I think we need to start discussing legitimate consent and legitimate authority. Is there such thing as legitimate authority?
Right.
And did we as individuals
right.
in this country actually consent to this?
You're absolutely right.
And I mean, it's based on the rights of consent of the governed. Is it, that sounds oxymoronic. Can someone who's being governed even consent?
Well, can
you exercise free will or agency if you're being governed?
Slow down, Mitchell. There's not a single.
It's the end of the show. I waited a long time.
I know. Forgive me. I just want to say this. There's not a single person that holds a political office in this country or an appointed office that deigns to represent you and me that's qualified even to represent you and me because they do not represent you and me. If you'd
that's
like to get a hold of me after
destroyed.
The broadcast
representation,
some other time,
it's absolute
I'll be happy
baloney.
To discuss it with you. Pardon me?
No, the word represent and representation is absolutely farcical. My representative in the state of Tennessee doesn't anymore represent me per the first definition of representation. I mean, it's not representative of me at all, but that's what we call it.
It's laughable, right?
It is. It's a joke. A man who's the polar opposite to me, but he's called my representative. It's a joke.
No, and that's what we need to do is call these people out and tell them. You don't represent me. You're not qualified.
Well, let me ask you something, Larker, real quick. I'm rushing because we're late in the show. Do you agree? I called one of the other shows last week, and it says in the Declaration of Independence, it says that when government becomes despotic, you're supposed to, it's your duty to abolish it. Is it time to abolish this government and start over?
I think what we need to do is stop giving in to tyranny. And I think we need to recognize that as it concerns individuals like you and me, everything
okay,
is about
the law of contract.
Okay,
you don't want to come out front and say it, but I think that was an end round. I think you just said, yes, it's time to abolish it. Quit giving in to tyranny means get rid of the despotic government. I think that's what I just heard you say. Is that correct?
Well, you can read what you want and what I said, but I'm saying what it really is about contract. I've been out of the system since 1997. I quit banking. In 2004.
Which contract? Contract or adhesion contracts?
Yeah, that's what you
and,
have
and
to do.
And who are these people to put
we
us
all
into
have to break
what
contracts.
I call procedural bondage?
Yeah. I
think you're
onto something.
Ralph Winterroot talks about this stuff. I can't even listen to it. That, who was anybody to put me in a procedural bondage where I have to do all these things and get a license and do all this? I didn't consent to any of this.
That's right. Thanks for calling in, my friend. I hope we can talk again. You too, Paul.
You can be tracked and traced when you're online. With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.